our fence.
Do you have different names for different kinds of little wooden fences?
Yes. Rail fence, barbed wire, hog wire, poultry wire.
Can you name any other fences made of wood?
Little trellis fence, wood paneling.
What would you call the kind of fence made of split rails laid in a zigzag fashion?
That's rail fence.
What kind of fence did you have around your field?
Rail fence, way back.
And then what did you call that extension you might build above the top rail to save lumber while keeping the fence high enough to hold in the big animal?
Barbed wire.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the
post.
What would you call just one of them?
Post hole.
What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from a field?
Rock wall.
If you want to make a hen start laying, what do you put in her nest to fool her?
Artificial egg. These little gourds in it. It's like an egg. Use those.
If you have a nice tea set, you say it is made out of
china.
What term would you use in describing your best dishes?
China.
What would you use to carry water in?
Pail.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
They're made out of both. Stainless steel, even.
What do you carry milk in?
Jug.
Would you call it something else if that bucket-type container is made of tin, galvanized metal, or plastic?
Net bucket.
What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Well, they call it a slop bucket.
What do you use to throw the waste food from the kitchen into?
Garbage can.
What kind of bucket might you keep in your kitchen to throw scraps for the pigs?
That'd be the slop bucket.
What do you fry eggs in?
Pan.
What is it made of?
Iron.
Did you have one of those legs in the old fireplace?
Yes.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
That's a wash pot.
Would you use this for anything else, like boiling potatoes?
Oh, yeah, you could. And then I have some big cans. Put their cans in, put a lid over. I don't like that method anymore. I like the can I use inside.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in your house?
Flower pot?
What would you call the containers in which you put your cut flowers?
Glass.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper? If you had served steaks and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak blank by the plate.
Steak knives.
Miss Parks, I understand you make the best pie in town. How about telling me how you make it?
Well, I do make a good pie. I won second place with my pie at the festival this last one we had. A fresh apple pie, I'll just give you the recipe. You can eat it white with ice cream or without. It's good either way. Take one stick of margarine, 3/4 cup of sugar, 1 cup of self-rising flour, 1/2 cup of sweet milk. Cream the margarine and sugar, add the flour and milk. Place the sliced apples in the pan, and you pour this batter over it after you mixed it up real good, of course. Pour the batter over your fruit, and take 1 cup of dry sugar and pour over the batter. Then pour 1 1/4 cup of boiling water over the batter. And then you put it in the stove